think. And I'm sort of like the lead singer for Lola Tilly's Nipples. You may have, well, you probably never heard of Lola Tilly's Nipples. But what we're trying to do here, well, it's sort of like this. Everybody's coming out with a bunch of songs, just ranging from everything, you know? I mean, and we could write a bunch of songs that were cool. Well, I mean, that were good, you know? We could write probably some alright songs, maybe. But then somebody would say, well, they sound a lot like those guys or those guys. And it's kind of really hard to do these days because, I mean, there's so many people, you know, that got all these great ideas. And I guess that's good that, you know, there's a lot of creative minds out there. And I really don't know if we're that creative or we're just dumb. But, you know, we're just going to talk to you for a while. And I don't know, if we ever do perhaps, you know, just make it big and, you know, people say, wow, yeah, did you hear the Nipples the other day? They're really good. Then we have this tape, you know, or maybe we'll just make this into an album or something like that. It's going to be kind of a weird night tonight. Right now I'm just pretty much by myself. I guess I'd like, right now I probably should thank the lead guitarist or the guitarist actually. He kind of does all this stuff. He I don't know how to do anything. I just talk and just say things and actually just try to be myself and talk into this microphone. And he kind of like hooks up everything and he's kind of a semi-musical genius, striving for excellence. And he's one of those guys that's not really worried about trying to go mainstream and make everybody happy. He's just kind of doing what he enjoys, and if other people like what he does, that's great. So, I guess I really respect him for that. Our bassist, well, see, right now, that's weird too. Well, he'll probably come in and play some things later. He's at the hockey game right now, and he just got a job. So this is his first day in a job. He just got a job. What he's doing, he works as opening up the penalty box door, you know, at hockey games, which I think is a really cool job. I mean, it's not bad, you know. I mean, he's paid $6.96 an hour for it, so I mean, that's not bad. And they're thinking about letting him, you know, be one of those guys that, you know, turns on the switch and the red light flashes on behind the goalie. He might be one of those guys, you know. And not many people can say that they've done that before in their life, so that's pretty cool, I thought. So, you know, that's the sort of thing. We just really like just kind of being like just normal people who just, you know, when things get bored or just kind of like, you know, are not always going right, just kind of talk or just vent out or say what you think or feel, and then just add like guitar chords to it, and you know, it just kind of puts you in a better mood. And you know that's one of the cool things about like music, I think. You know, you just kind of sometimes you sit down and I don't know, it's like, all right, yeah, I can relate to that, that's pretty cool. You know, or wow, that's just nuts. I really never even can't imagine people even doing that. You know, just playing stuff and stuff like that, because I've really never heard anything like that before, and I think I'll listen to it, you know? Like, so those are the sort of things. I mean, that's, if I had to say what the Nipples stand for, I would have to say right now we stand for just three people, sort of like yourself, maybe, just trying to breaststroke through life, swimming pool, if that makes any sense to you. I don't know if it did or not, but I think you get the drift. I mean, it's like you think you have a direction, you're not really sure, but you just say, nah, screw it, go with it, and, you know, do something which makes you laugh or something. You say, oh, well, I like that because that sounds nothing like, well, a popular band right now. You can name whatever one you want, I guess. But, yeah, that's what we probably stand for. But like I said, a lot of credit goes due to, you know, these great people. And, you know, we totally expect this thing to make it big. I mean, I talk right now, and I'm just thinking, you know, it might take a while. You might hear this whole time say, oh, man, this really sucks. But, you know, I think this will just really grow on you. I mean, I think after a while, you just keep hearing this, you know. And hear Sean's chords, I mean, I think you pretty much just melt. I mean, so, you know, you got that going for us, which is nice, you know, which is really good. I think we're really pleased with the work that we've done. I mean, really just positive work. I mean, the good thing about saying that you really have no idea what you want to do is you can only get better. I mean, there's really no way you can get worse. And that's reassuring, you know. I don't think that, no, scratch that thought. I didn't exactly know what I was going to say there. Is this still recording?